From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. China has criticized a U.S. government report labeling it as a potential nuclear adversary. On Sunday, the Chinese Defense Ministry released a formal statement calling on the United States to reduce its own nuclear arsenal. It said, "We hope the U.S. will abandon a Cold War mentality and promise that China will never be the first to use nuclear weapons under any circumstances." The United States on Friday released its 2018 Nuclear Posture Review, outlining U.S. plans for updating the U.S. current arsenal in order to deter nuclear attacks. China has the world's fifth largest nuclear arsenal, 270 warheads. The U.S. has 6,800, just behind Russia. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched in Athens Sunday to protest a potential compromise between Greece and Macedonia over a long-standing name dispute. The two countries have been feuding over who gets to use the name since Macedonia's independence from Yugoslavia in 1991. Many Greeks say allowing the neighboring country to use the name insults Greek history. Greece has blocked Macedonian efforts to join the European Union and NATO because of the name dispute. The ceremonial head of state will lead North Korea's delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea later this week, according to officials in Seoul on Sunday. Kim Jong-nam is the leader of the North Korean parliament. He's to be accompanied by three other officials and 18 support staff. The United States will be represented at the opening of the Olympic Games by Vice President Mike Pence, who arrives in Seoul on Thursday. This is VOA News. An Amtrak passenger train collided with a freight train early Sunday in the southern U.S. state of South Carolina after it diverted down a side track. Governor Henry McMaster told reporters the crash scene was tough to look at.
Well, it's a horrible thing to see, to understand the force that's involved. I mean, two trains, that's about as forceful as you can get. The engine of the first engine of the freight train, of course, was torn up, and the single engine of the passenger train, the Amtrak train, which was headed south, was barely recognizable.
Two Amtrak crew members were killed, more than 100 other people injured in the third deadly wreck involving Amtrak in less than 2 months. The World Health Organization marked World Cancer Day Sunday by urging the adoption of healthy lifestyles as a way to lower cancer risks. The UN agency also emphasizes that early diagnosis and treatment for cancer can save lives. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO Technical Officer for Cancer Control, Andre Ilbawi, says important actions that developing countries can take to improve cancer outcomes include improving community awareness of the disease, early detection through better diagnosis in primary health care, and accessing affordable treatment. The World Health Organization also stresses the importance of a healthy lifestyle. It says eating more fruits and vegetables, regular exercise, no tobacco use, and moderate alcohol intake can cut cancer deaths by one-third. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Costa Rica on Sunday voted for a new president in a campaign that's been roiled by a debate over same-sex marriage. 13 candidates are trying to succeed the outgoing president Luis Guillermo Solis, who is constitutionally barred from seeking a second consecutive term, but there is no clear favorite. If no candidate wins 40%, the two leading contenders will meet in an April 1st runoff election. Polls show about two-thirds of Costa Ricans oppose same-sex marriage, although gay and lesbian couples can marry in Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Uruguay, and parts of Mexico. There are 3.3 million eligible voters in Costa Rica. They are predominantly Roman Catholic and often describe themselves as conservative. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.